Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Mason. How may I serve you?
I'm sorry. Say that again. You're breaking up.
I said, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Mason. How may I serve you?
Mason. Let me write this down. I called. Do you have a last name?
Sir?
Do you have a last name besides just Mason?
Jones.
Jones. All right. Mr. Jones, this might take a few minutes because it's actually kind of confusing to me, too. I went on and did a survey for UPS back on the 19th. They had, for the prize doing the survey, it was earbuds. All they had to do was pay the shipping. It said nothing about 15-day trial or anything like that. So how do I explain this? What came out for the earbuds on the $5.99 or whatever it was to get them was from iLux Pro. And when I found out they was going to charge me $69.95 for the earbuds, I called them up and spoke to Oscar Miller, and we decided we was going to return them. I had 30 days. If I got them back in 30 days, they wouldn't charge me the $69.99. All right. So I wake up this morning and look at my account, and y'all are balance. What is it? Balance health something or other. What is it? Where you at? Hold on. Let me get back in my account. Come on, slow ass computer. Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus. Anyhow, y'all, I woke up this morning and from Balanced Health is about the earbuds, said that y'all are taking $62 and some change and $43 and some change for the earbuds. Well, when I spoke to a representative of y'all just a little while ago, she said she had no clue what I was talking about as far as the iLux Pro in returning them. But I need to figure out why, if y'all are not, how do I get from iLux Pro to Balance Health and y'all have no idea about the earbuds and y'all are taking money out of my accounts for the earbuds? See how confusing this is?
Give me 1 second, okay?
All right.
All right, sir. Can I have your zip code, please?
23860.
I can't hear you right there. Can you say it again, please?
23860.
23860. First and last name?
Thomas Cave.
All right, Mr. Thomas. Give me 1 second. Let me look over your account, okay?
All right.
All right, so it looks like with the other agent you talked about, you was promised 30 days to give a call back with the tracking number. Is
right.
That correct?
That's correct. And they didn't take anything out of my account. They said if I got it back within 30 days, they would not charge me the $69.99.
All right, give me 1 second. Let me see what I can do, okay?
Yeah, because, I mean, y'all are getting ready to take about $107 out of my account. I mean, how does two different companies, I mean, I reckon it's two different companies, charge me for the same earbuds?
No, sir, it's the same company. You had got the, you got one pair of earbuds. No, actually, you got two pair. You had one with a lifetime warranty, and then you got charged for one at a discounted rate. Because one you got charged at full rate, the full rate was $62.95, and for the others, it was $43.98 at a discounted rate. I had a 14-day trial on them. After the 14-day trial, you get billed the full price.
Well, it did. When I did the survey, I mean, it didn't say anything about a 14-day, because if it did a 14-day trial, I'd have never got it.
Yes, sir. That's like what that's signed up for. You signed up for a 14-day trial. They might have said free product due to you having a free time period to use the product without being charged, but
I didn't see any of that. But anyhow, the money, y'all are taking this money out of my account. There's no way I can stop it. I need my money refunded.
Yes, sir. All the way we can refund if you send a product back, which means I have to give you return merchandise authorization number, and you'll have to take it to the post office and mail the product back.
All right. Well, the guy, Oscar Miller, that I talked to gave me a RMA.
Yes, sir. That's with that right there, that's what you'll have to do.
Hold on. We're going to do it with my damn pen. Here it is. All right. Is the RMA he gave me on y'all's computer?
Well, with the RMAs, they switch up every time you go off of and come back on. And it's the same. They have thousands of them. It's just because you got six different items that you order, so you'll have six different ones every time we click up on it.
All right,
but I can give you another one if you would like to confirm.
All right, well, let me ask you another question. Let me ask you another question first, because I just got back off the phone with iLux just a few minutes ago, and they said that they never charged my account with anything.
No, sir, your account has been charged.
Well, they're saying, like I said, I just talked to them. I just got off the phone before I called you, and they said they haven't sent no charges to my account. Matter of fact, I'm kind of wondering, because the $9.99 I paid come off of a credit card. Now y'all are charging my bank, my debit card. I'm just kind of wondering how you got this information.
It looks like all the charges that we charged you for was from the Visa 3709.
Well, no, the $9.99 that iLux Pro charged me come off my Capital One credit card.
I don't see what we didn't charge you no purchase that you have with us has with $9. You have $4.97 and $5.97. And then the rest is high. You had a $19.95, and then you had a $62.95 and a
$43.98. I'm confused. Then how did, where did, who dropped Jesus Christ? I'm just totally confused now.
Well, like I said, sir, I can issue you the RMA number, and then you can take it to the post office, and they will give you your refund once the product is back into our warehouse.
Well, see, the confusion I've got is if I'm mailing this back to iLux Pro and they saying they haven't charged me anything, how am I going to get my money back when they said they hadn't charged me nothing?
The company that you got the earbuds from are premium wireless.
Well, iLux Pro is the one that I talked to about the earbuds yesterday. Today and the second. They're not affiliated with your company?
No, sir. This company that you ordered the earbuds for are called Prime Wireless.
That's what I see. That's what I understand. That's what I've got here. But I'm trying to figure out how iLux Pro gets into the picture.
I will call your bank for that one because I don't even.
All I did, and they said there was nothing they could do because the charges are pending, that they're going to come out. That if I couldn't get y'all to refund them, that to keep names and numbers that I call, the dates that I call, and they will get involved in it and get it refunded. So is your address to mail them back? Is it 800 West Bluffdale, Utah?
No, we don't know the actual mailing address for their warehouse. That's why we issued a return merchandise authorization number, and with that number, it just is basically like a tracking number for a building, and that's what the post office, once they have that number, they can look up and see what the address is, and they'll make sure it goes there.
Okay, well, let's do this. How about give me a new RMA?
Mm-hmm.
And when I call to give the tracking number, should I call this number?
No, sir. You don't have to call this number again because I'm going to notate to where we issued the RMA and for you to get your refund.
Well, now I'm really confused because the lady I talked to earlier from this number told me that I got too many thoughts going through my head. That I had to call and do the tracking number. But you're saying I don't.
No, sir. You're not tracking. You don't want to track your package anymore. You already had a package, correct?
But no, they said I was supposed to call the company, y'all's company, and...
To get the tracking number? Is that what you want?
No. To give y'all the tracking number.
We have the tracking number. I have the tracking number. That's why
I don't understand either. One person told me one thing, and one person told me another thing, and I'm talking to you.
We have the tracking number.
No, I'm talking about when I take them to the post office. And I
because there's no way we could get that information to the other company. No, sir. After you mailed it. You don't have to give us the tracking number.
All right. Well, let me get another RMA from you because I'd rather get it from the company that's taking money out of my account than the company that's not supposed to be taking money out of my account.
All right. Number 5, A as in Alpha. The number 5, D as in David. 7, 8, 9, 4.
Hold on. Can you stop, please? I got 5 Alpha 5 David. What's after that?
7, 8, 9, 4. D as in David. 6, 5, 0.
Okay, let me read that back to you. Make sure I got it all. 5, A as in Alpha, 5, D as in David, 7, 8, 9, 4, D as in David, 6, 5, 0.
That's correct.
All right. I'll take these down to the post office Monday. And now, all I got to – what's the address? I mean – damn, because you say you ain't got the address. I hate to send it back to this address when these people tell me I don't.
No, don't put that. Like I said, don't put that address that's on there because that's not 100% their warehouse. Just when they go, the post office is gonna give you a sticker to put on the package. It's gonna have a slot where you can sign RMA number. That's your return merchandise authorization number. That's gonna send it right to wherever the warehouse is.
So I don't need an address for the warehouse?
No, sir.
I just need this RMA number.
Right.
And once I give the post office this, or they give me the sticker for the box, I just write this RMA number on it. That's it.
That's correct.
I think the other one's a scam. I think somebody's trying to scam me on the other side. But I appreciate the information, and actually I'll use your RMA. Like I said, I'll get that in the mail Monday, and then we'll see how it goes.
All right.
I appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thank you for calling customer support.
All right. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I think somebody's trying to scam.